Lizzo's ex-abuse accuser's attorney slams DNC hiring her for Biden fundraiser, "It's shameful." By Simon Kent on March 29, 2024. Grammy-winning pop star Lizzo's appearance at the celebrity-drenched New York fundraiser for President Joe Biden on Thursday night drew an angry response from one party in particular. News Nation reports an attorney for her former backup dancers, Ariana Davis, Crystal Williams, and Noel Rodriguez, turned on the Democratic National Committee, DNC, for hiring the good-as-hell singer to headline the night at Radio City Music Hall. "It's shameful that Lizzo would be chosen to headline an event like this amid such egregious allegations," Ron Zambrano told the outlet. "Without getting into the politics, I can't imagine why anyone would want Lizzo representing them in any way given her reprehensible behavior. It's just a terrible look." The Three Presidents event saw Stephen Colbert moderate a discussion between Bill Clinton, Barack Obama and current President Joe Biden against a backdrop of pro-Palestinian protesters outside yelling insults, as Breitbart News reported. As entertainment, Lizzo belted out her hit "About Damn Time" and MC Mindy Kaling joked it was nice to be in a room with so many rich people, adding she loved they were supporting a president who openly promises to raise your taxes. Others on the show list were Queen Latifah, Lea Michele, Ben Platt and Cynthia Erivo, who all joined Lizzo, with Zambrano unsparing in his criticism of the latter. "Lizzo continues to shame the victims with Diddy using the same playbook, and it's disgusting," Zambrano fumed. "History is keeping receipts, and years from now, people will be ashamed that they worked with her. Lizzo's reckoning is coming. This is just the beginning of the music industry's #MeToo moment with allegations against Lizzo, Diddy and others. We aim to end this misogynistic behavior across the industry and look forward to hearing from not only additional potential Lizzo plaintiffs but anyone who feels they have been wronged by other artists." Lizzo is being sued by the dancers who allege she behaved in monstrous fashion to them on a number of occasions, including pressuring them to eat bananas from the vaginas of strippers while visiting a strip club in Amsterdam. One dancer claims Lizzo, who has championed her own obesity as beautiful and empowering, fat-shamed her after she gained weight. The suits have encouraged others to come forward with their own accusations against Lizzo, dealing her reputation another series of setbacks. Lizzo has denied all charges, although her career has taken a substantial hit since her accusers have come forward. A report claimed the NFL dropped Lizzo from consideration for the Super Bowl halftime show. In addition, organizers of the Made in America Festival in Philadelphia announced the abrupt cancellation of last year's event, which was to feature Lizzo as a headliner. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.